Another important election is taking shape in the Middle East. Associates of Marwan Barghouti, the jailed Palestinian militant leader, say he will run for president of the Palestinian Authority. That election is slated for January. Barghouti is a surprise challenger to Mahmoud Abbas, the newly elected chairman of the Palestine Liberation Organization. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Marwan Barghouti has been in an Israeli jail since last June, serving five consecutive life sentences after he was convicted of involvement in attacks on Israelis. Barghouti's decision to run for president of the Palestinian Authority could provoke a split within the Fatah movement, the dominant Palestinian political faction co-founded by Yasser Arafat. Earlier this week, Fatah's Central Committee named former Palestinian Prime Minister and PLO leader Mahmoud Abbas as the movement's official candidate. The 45-year-old Barghouti was one of the leaders of the armed uprising against Israel. In the West Bank, he's known simply as Marwan. Many of the members of the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades, a militant offshoot of Fatah, are loyal to Barghouti. He's representative of what's called the Young Guard of Fatah, Palestinians in their 30s and 40s who have grown increasingly critical of corruption within the Palestinian Authority. With the death of Yasser Arafat, the Young Guard has now mounted an open challenge to the established leadership of Fatah. Mahmoud Abbas, one of the original founders of Fatah, returned to the West Bank with Arafat a decade ago. Abbas served as prime minister for 4 months last year before quitting in frustration with both Arafat and Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. He's 69, reclusive, and unlike Barghouti, he has little popularity on the Palestinian street. Some Fatah officials had discouraged Barghouti from running, worried about a split in Fatah. Others say his candidacy is the best way to put pressure on Israel to release him. Linda Gradstein, NPR News.